This is How to Discover and Remove Confidential and Sensitive Data. Even if you don't usually access confidential data, you may have downloaded it at some point, or it may have been sent to you. Let's just review what confidential data is before we go any further. At Cornell, when we talk about confidential data, we mean any of the following data elements when they appear in conjunction with someone's name or another identifier, including social security numbers, credit card numbers, driver's license numbers, bank account numbers. The only way to be sure your computer is free of confidential data is to search for it and destroy it. At Cornell, we use Identity Finder to do this. Identity Finder does three things really well. It searches for confidential data on computers and file servers you use. It gives you a comprehensive list of potential concerns. And it securely destroys anything you choose to shred. When you normally delete files on your computer, you must empty your recycle or trash bin for them to disappear. However, that's not the best way to securely destroy files you don't want recovered. Using Identity Finder's Shred feature, selecting the file you wish to destroy and clicking the Shred button guarantees that confidential data files are securely deleted, whereas when you only empty your recycle or trash bin, the data can still be recovered. Identity Finder is pretty easy to use. You scan to search for risky data. You review whatever it finds to identify data that really is risky. And you destroy it appropriately. There are just two precautions to be aware of. First, shredding files in Identity Finder permanently removes the files from your computer. Shredded files cannot be recovered. Identity Finder may find files that do not actually contain confidential information, also known as false positives, so it's important to scrutinize each result. Make sure you only shred files that are no longer needed and are not important system or program files. Contact your local technical support if you are unsure of whether or not a file is an important system or program file. Precaution number two. Using Identity Finder to shred email will shred or corrupt your entire mailbox. If confidential data is identified in an email message, to permanently delete the mail message without damaging your mailbox, open your email application, Outlook, Thunderbird, or Eudora, delete the message, then empty the trash and compact your folders. If you are unsure of how to permanently delete emails, contact your local technical support for guidelines on your specific email application. Keeping your computer completely clean of confidential data takes some effort, especially if many files requiring your review are found, but it is necessary to keep data safe. As a best practice, run Identity Finder often. If confidential data is not addressed regularly and promptly, it is at risk of being compromised. Identity Finder won't find everything. It only recognizes confidential data elements. So if you have other sensitive data on your computer, discuss options for storing it securely with your technical support team. Get information about installing and running Identity Finder at www.it.cornell.edu/services/IDFinder. Some departments and units are delivering pre-configured copies of the software, and different groups will take different approaches to handling confidential data. Always follow local practices and guidelines when scanning and making decisions about data. In the end, even if you practice perfect data hygiene and keep your computers clean of confidential data, viruses can still steal data while you are using it. You must practice safe web browsing and computing and keep your computer software up to date to minimize the chances of viruses being downloaded to your computer. For more IT security videos about protecting Cornell data, see IT cornell.edu/security-videos. For a full list of data hygiene tips, see it.cornell.edu/security/hygiene.